Hello, Tony.
Okay, this is the podcast. It is Sunday, December 18th. It's 1 week before Christmas. Today's podcast will be a little bit different from the last one. I'm just going to be playing interviews that I've done with people, mostly around Beijing, but some of them on the phone with people. Actually, maybe most of them are on the phone. Anyway, we'll see what comes up. I've got an interview with my grandmother talking about her cruise in the Caribbean, which is pretty good. And I've got some interviews with people here in Beijing, including some incredibly multilingual people, and then I've got my friend Dusty on the phone. A lot of stuff coming up for you in the next 3 hours. That's right, this will be a 3 hour long. No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea how long this will be. I'll try to keep the clips not too long. So here we go. Here's the first clip, and the first clip will be my grandmother telling me about her cruise.
You're going to question me?
No, you're just going to tell me about the cruise again.
I see. So tell me when to begin.
Well, whenever you want. I'm recording it now.
Can I start now? Okay. We had a wonderful cruise beginning December 3rd through the 11th.
But where did you go?
And we went to the Caribbean, and we had three land stops. One was Costa Mayo, which is a Mexican beach, which was lovely. The second stop 2 days later was Grand Cayman, which is Georgetown,
in the Bahamas,
also in the Caribbean.
But Grand Cayman
what was that?
Grand Cayman is in the Bahamas, or no, it's the Cayman Islands.
The Cayman Islands, right. It was once controlled by the British, and I think they now have their freedom, but they still have some connection to England, but not in a official way. And the third stop was the best. That was Ocho Rios, which was Jamaica. And we got there just the day before we actually disembarked the ship. And we got off and walked over into town, which is a lovely little town. And we got a little air-conditioned van with some other people. And the guide took us all around the island. It was just lovely. I don't even know if it's an island or just a city, but he explained all about the history. And, of course, Jamaican people are really very poor. I mean, there's a lot of money coming in for the tourist trade, but it's taken over by the government, and the government is corrupt. And so people live in shacks and in very bad situations. And there are guys all over the place going, choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. And they want to sell you something, you know. It was very interesting, and that was the best stop we made.
Okay, and that was my grandmother telling about her cruise, talking about her cruise that she took to the Caribbean. I'll play some more from that in a minute. I'll play the part where my grandfather tells about his story, his stuff that happened on the cruise. Now I'm going to play an interview that I did with my friend Dusty. I won't play the whole thing, just a little part of it. And here it is.
Okay. Intro, take one. Beijing.
All right, how you doing there, Dusty?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the Worldwide Web Podcast.
Yeah, podcast.
The one and only, the podcast. Tonight we have Tony Watkins, a.k.a. Love, a.k.a. Unde.
Yeah, that's
AKA
right. That is
Lucifer,
right.
Lucifer, son of the morning.
Hello, I'm Mr. Watkins. How are you doing tonight?
Okay. I'm very, very cool. How are you there doing, Mr. Dusty?
I'm doing very good, too. I guess I am also doing cool. It is, 19 degrees Fahrenheit here in Ohio. How is it in Beijing?
It's pretty cold. Actually, it's not so cold today.
Pretty cool. Is it Celsius there or Fahrenheit?
Well, most people here just know Celsius. So anyway, Dusty, okay. I've got some things I want to talk to you about.
Oh, wait. I'm conducting the interview tonight.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm gonna put this up. Hey, this is gonna be a real podcast, so just keep in mind, you know. Okay, now I'm gonna play some more stuff. I'm going to play an interview with one of the students in my school, and she is a Japanese girl, and she can speak English and Korean and Japanese and Chinese, and she works here in Beijing, and she's. See if I can find the right clip, but she's telling us a little bit about how to curse in all of the different languages that she knows. Hold on, here comes the clip.
Because it was better for fighting. So which language do you think is the best for fighting, and which is the best for being romantic, and which is the best for, you know, maybe like business kind of thing? What do you think?
I think if I want to fight with another person, I prefer Chinese, because Chinese word have many, how to say, like, look down people, like, I mean...
Many bad words?
Yeah, but many, many bad words. Like, you know, if something...
This is an internet radio show. You can say any words. Don't worry.
Oh, you know, like, in Chinese, like, you have tamada, like that.
Right. Like, and what is how do you say that in Japanese?
We don't have anything like that.
No? But that's not a very bad word. It's not very, very bad.
Yeah, but
it's not very, very bad.
But for Japanese, we don't have any culture to, you know, say that.
To curse.
I don't know what curse means, but...
Curse means saying bad words.
Yeah, we don't have any... I mean, have, but we don't... Normally, we don't use that.
You don't use it.
But in China, okay, if I take taxi, a taxi driver says something, right? Always, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
I learned those bad words from the taxi drivers, too. So, okay, so that's fighting. You think Chinese is the best?
Yes, Chinese is the
best. What about other kind of situations? Which one is... Hey! Come here, we're doing an interview for my radio show. Yeah, come on, sit down. Okay, so Chinese is the best for fighting. What is Korean the best for?
Korean? Like, explain is my idea or something. Yeah.
Korean is best for explaining your ideas?
Yeah, because, I mean, grammar is, I told you, like, Chinese, Korean and Japanese are very similar.
Right.
So it is very easy to say my idea in Korean. If
your feelings. Like
my feeling. The Chinese and English grammar is different. So I think Korean is very easy to say.
Okay, and here's the rest, the continuation and the completion, the rest of the Dusty interview coming right up. I'm going to put this up.
Hey,
this is going to be a real podcast, so just keep in mind, you know, what you say here is going to really go out there on the airwaves, you know.
I'm fully aware of this.
Okay.
You're trying to undermine my interview here.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. You can't interview me.
Just because it's your podcast, you can be the only interviewer.
Okay, I do apologize.
I would like to ask you, I'm going to ask Mr. Watkins 10 questions tonight.
Okay.
I've already asked him, is Beijing in the Celsius or Fahrenheit?
Celsius.
That's my first question.
Everybody's Celsius except for us Americans, you know?
I met Tony Watkins about 10 years ago in Greenwich Village in Tompkins Square Park. He was wearing a baby tennis shoe around his neck, and we had been up all night raving at the living room. And I think it was a Sunday morning that we bumped into each other. Mr. Watkins.
Yes.
Let me think of some questions here. How long have you been in Beijing?
I think I've been, I've been here since February 5th, so I think that's 10 months, a little bit over 10 months.
And you've been to many different cities and many different countries.
Yes, that
am I right?
As have you, Dusty.
Yes, I'm going to ask you what your favorite city in the entire world is. On this planet, what's your favorite city?
I think I'd have to say that my favorite city is, of course, Akron, Ohio.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. That just broke all kinds of rules. Wow. That is going to get you cult status in Akron, Ohio, Mr. Watkins.
But I've never been one to follow rules.
I hear that you have a romance.
A romance.
I hear that Mr. Watkins has a romance with a
and we always get some
girl.
We always get some DeBarge playing. It gets us in the mood.
Word on the street,
you know about DeBarge,
is that when Mr. Watkins returns to New York City,
Yes.
There is going to be an event at City Hall. Is this true, Mr. Watkins?
Well, I think that's a little bit, premature. It would be fun and romantic, but I think we should wait a little bit longer.
Okay.
You never know.
That's a good answer. Okay. I think I'm out of questions.
You're out of questions. All right, Dusty. I got a couple of questions for
okay,
you.
Okay, I got five more. I've got five more.
Okay, I'm ready for your questions. Let's go.
You have made love with many different girls from many different places.
I think I might not want to answer this question, but okay.
Who is the best lover you've ever been with?
Now, Dusty.
Answer it now. It popped into your head. Answer it.
The answer is you, of course.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You mean of the girls, right?
Well, you know, I'm comfortable with that answer. Okay, what are you working on now? What is your latest piece that you're working on?
My latest piece. Well, my latest thing that's happening is that I am having I have an article coming out in Bilingual Time next month, the January edition. It might not be something that anybody outside of China knows about, but it's some kind of Learn English magazine. It's pretty cool, actually.
Is it available online?
I doubt it. No. I mean, I'm sure there's a website, but I'm sure you can't look at the whole magazine online. They want people to buy it, I guess.
When is that available on the newsstand?
Well, it's available on newsstands in China. I'll bring some
back.
Well,
when's the date? I'm sure people in China will be listening to this as well, so they'll want to.
Well, it should be available now. It's the January issue, and it should actually maybe tomorrow it'll come out. It'll come out in the end of December. So I just went to the newsstand the other day. They didn't have it yet. They said it's coming soon. So in a few days, the January issue of Bilingual Time, and there'll be a big article by me in it, kind of funny article.
Did you use a pen name for this one, or did you just go by?
I just use my name, and there should be a picture of me in there, too.
Okay, so for the listeners at home, that's Tony Watkins, has a release date tomorrow. He's going to be in the Bilingual Times, available in newsstands across China, at least the greater Beijing area.
Okay, now, Dusty,
I have some questions
I'd like to ask you that I've been thinking about.
Oh, no, I get two more questions
But
here.
I want to just ask you a question, please.
No. You're sabotaging my interview.
Okay. I'm ready.
Your favorite candy bar is?
That's a hard one. You know, I've always been a big fan of Toffee Fae ever since I was a little kid. My dad's favorite candy bar was always the Goldenberg's Peanut Chew, and so a little bit of his favorite rubbed off on me. Of course, I like that. Don't really eat candy bars too often, I gotta say.
My last question.
But this is an 8-minute interview here.
For the film of your life, the three songs that must be on the soundtrack.
Well, let's see. The three songs. This is a tough one, okay? But I think that one song that must be on the soundtrack, of course. You hear that, Dusty?
Ah, I do hear it.
But only this version from June 10th, 1973, which is my birthday. The year is wrong, but it's my birthday.
That is excellent.
So that song, maybe some DeBarge.
Okay.
And maybe some reggae.
Okay.
This would be the song that would come apart. This would be the song that would come on like a very kind of romantic and possibly erotic scene in the movie. Although, Dusty, I'm sure that you must know, given your
Okay, well, Mr. Watkins, I would like to thank you for participating tonight. That was excellent. And once again, his...
Well, wait a minute. I want to ask you some questions. Dusty, where'd you go? You disappeared? Okay, and that is the whole Podcast Beijing episode number 2, recorded and filmed and taped and mixed and loaded and downloaded and uploaded on December 18th, 2005. If you want to get in touch with me, please send me an email at tonybeijing@gmail.com, or if you are a Skype kind of person, or as we say in China, Skypey, send me a voicemail. My Skype ID is Kamalove, C-O-M-M-A-L-O-V-E. And, I'll probably play your voicemail over the air. Okay, so that's about it. I'll see you guys next week or tomorrow or whenever I make the next podcast. Adios. Okay, I just realized I have some classic Grandpa Morty that I haven't played yet. This is classic, classic, classic Grandpa Morty. I'm not going to edit it down or splice out any of the ums and ahs like I have done with the other interviews because it's just classic, just left on its own. So I'm going to play that Grandpa Morty interview, which is the end of the cruise ship interview. And then after that, I'm just going to end the show. I'm not going to bother you say anything else. So without further ado, here is Grandpa Morty.
Hello, Tony.
Hey.
How you doing?
Excellent.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I'm recording
you. All right.
I'm recording you for my new radio show, my internet radio show.
Uh-huh.
So you'll
so
be
you're recording me?
Yeah, I'm recording everybody.
I see. You want me to say something?
If you can think of something interesting to say, sure.
Uh-huh. Something interesting to say.
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to have a birthday in 4 days.
Right.
And I'll be 87 years old. Getting old very too soon.
But looking good.
But feeling good and looking good. And what else can I tell you? And I'll be very happy to see you when you come home.
Okay, I'm going to
be there.
I'm going to be there in 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Yeah, so the cruise was good.
Mm-hmm.
The cruise was good?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
But who won the Scrabble games?
Morris is an excellent player. He knows how to put eight-letter words together. He's very good at that. And we broke out even. I won a couple, he won a couple. But they were always very close games. The last game I played with him, I beat him by 1 point. Only because we counted the tiles at the end, and I got enough tiles from him because I went out first. And I won by 1 point.
But didn't you?
After we played almost 3 hours.
But didn't you tally all the scores for the whole trip and total it at the end to find out the real winner?
Well, because we played over 3 or 4 days, so we didn't save the stubs and those things. We played almost every day for a couple of hours. But game wise, we broke out even. I think we each won about 3 or 4 games.
Okay. Well, good. I want to go on a cruise, maybe in May. Or maybe
okay.
when my contract is over in August, and then we can all go on a cruise together.
Good idea. We'll do that. All right. Looking forward to it.
Okay, so I'll be there in 6 weeks.
All right, now I'm on the way. We're on our way now to our Shakespeare class.
Okay,
good. We have Shakespeare at 1 o'clock. Okay?
Okay, I'll see you guys soon.
I'll say goodbye.
Okay, love you. I'll see you guys soon.
I love you too, Tony, very much. You and we'll talk to you again.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Tony.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of Earth.
Okay, so that was my phone call with my grandparents. And I was talking to them about their cruise that they took. Scrabble, obviously. So, I guess that's it for my podcast today. And more podcast stuff coming up later. Yeah, podcasting. Okay, this has been the Podcast Beijing, and you know how to get in touch with me, right? I've said it enough times. If you don't know, you can send me an email at tonybeijing@gmail.com, or you can try to get through to me on Skype, and my Skype ID is Komalove, which is Commalove. And once again, this has been the Podcast Beijing.
Beijing. Thank you.
you all for listening.